Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting our hands dirty, metaphorically speaking.
Right. We're digging into sustainable landscaping right here in Metro Vancouver.
Yeah, specifically looking at two really powerful ideas that work together, rain gardens and foodscaping.
Mm-hmm. And our mission for you is to explore how these aren't just nice-to-haves, but how they really mesh with our local climate.
Exactly. You know, those wet winters and the summers that seem to be getting drier and warmer, these solutions actually work with that.
It's fascinating stuff, really. These aren't just garden trends. They're like practical responses to some big environmental challenges we face here, managing rain, boosting local food.
Okay, so let's start with the rain. The urban water challenge in Vancouver. What happens normally? Rain hits the ground, soaks in. Simple.
But in the city, not so simple. We've got roads, roofs, driveways, what experts call impervious surfaces, over half the land sometimes.
Right. So rain hits that, can't soak in, and just runs off. It becomes stormwater runoff.
And it picks up everything along the way. Oil, bits of metal, pet waste, you name it. And where does it go?
Straight into our local waters. The Fraser River, Burrard Inlet, untreated.
And this is where it gets particularly concerning. There's this specific chemical, 6-PPD quinone. Ever heard of it?
I've read about it. It comes from tires, right? When a preservative reacts with ozone.
Exactly. Tire dust. And studies have flagged it as, and this is, quote, the number two most toxic chemical to aquatic organisms ever found.
Number two. Wow.
Yeah. It's devastating for local fish, especially coho, a salmon. Causes massive die-offs, sometimes within hours. It also hits species like steelhead. It's serious stuff.
Which makes Vancouver's Rain City strategy even more vital. Their goal is ambitious capture and treat 90% of the average annual rainfall.
90%? That's huge.
It is. And that's where your own backyard comes in. Putting in a rain garden isn't just, you know, landscaping. It's a direct contribution.
Mm-hmm. You're actively helping filter out that 6-PPD quinone, protecting those fish, supporting this massive city effort.
So let's define it clearly. What exactly is a rain garden?
Okay, think of it as a shallow dip or depression in your yard that you plant out. Its job is to collect runoff, hold it for a short time, and let it filter slowly into the ground.
And crucially, it's designed to drain properly, usually within 24, maybe 48 hours.
That's the key. It drains. So you don't end up creating a breeding ground for mosquitoes. That's a common worry. But it's unfounded if it's built right.
Good to clarify. And the benefits, so let's list them. Less local flooding.
Definitely. It filters pollutants that UBC study found over 95% removal of 6-PPD quinone.
Incredible. Plus, it helps recharge groundwater, creates habitat for birds and insects.
Enhances property value, too.
Yeah.
And makes your yard and neighborhood more resilient to climate change, especially heavy rainfall.
Okay, for anyone listening who's thinking, I want one, any quick building tips?
Absolutely. First, location. Keep it at least 10 feet away from your house foundation. That's important.
Right. And always, always call DC1 call before digging. You need to know what pipes or cables are under there.
Safety first, always. Then, the soil mix is critical. It needs to drain well, but also support plants. Usually a mix of sand, quite a bit of sand, maybe 50-70% plus compost and some topsoil. We can link the specifics.
And plants, native ones are best.
Right. Generally, yes. They're adapted to our climate, need less water once established, and support local wildlife. Makes long-term success much easier.
And if you want to see a great example, check out the St. George Rainway in Vancouver. It's a brilliant community project.
Yeah, really inspiring.
Okay, so rain gardens tackle the water runoff. But what if your yard could also feed you? Let's pivot to Surrey. It's interesting. About a third of Surrey is actually in the Agricultural Land Reserve.
Mm-hmm. ALR. That context is key.
Yeah.
And it leads us to foodscaping.
Foodscaping. Explain that.
It's basically blending edible plants right into your regular garden landscape. Instead of just ornamental shrubs, you plant blueberries, herbs, leafy greens alongside your flowers.
So it bridges that gap between like farmland and city yards. Brings food production closer.
Exactly. It fosters those agri-urban connections, makes food production visible and accessible right in your neighborhood, maybe even your own yard.
And the benefits for you, the homeowner, pretty obvious, I guess. Food security.
Big time. Fresher, healthier food, too. You control what goes on it, so likely fewer pesticides or preservatives compared to commercial produce.
And the carbon footprint. Thinking about food miles.
Yeah.
How far food travels.
Oh, absolutely. Growing even a little bit yourself slashes those miles. Some food travels thousands of kilometers. Growing it at home, 0 miles.
So how do you start? Does it mean ripping out your whole garden?
Not at all. Start small. Tuck some herbs or lettuce into an existing bed. Maybe replace a shrub with a berry bush. Use vertical space walls. Fences great for beans, tomatoes, climbing things.
Good tips. Doesn't have to be overwhelming.
Definitely not. Think integration, not replacement.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Can you combine these two ideas? An edible rain garden.
Yes. This is such a powerful synergy. Using that collected, filtered stormwater from your rain garden to actually water edible plants.
Wow. Does that really work?
It absolutely does. I worked with a client. She had this ongoing basement flooding issue. We designed an edible rain garden.
Yeah.
Problem solved. The rain garden managed the water, stopped the flooding. And the bonus, she got edible flowers, berries, herbs right there. A win-win.
That's fantastic. So what kind of edibles work in that setup? It has different moisture zones, right?
Exactly. In the wetter, lower part, you could try things like watercress or maybe some edible fiddleheads.
Okay.
In the slightly higher, moist zones, lots of berries work well. Blueberries, currants, maybe mint, but keep it in a container or it'll take over.
Good warning. And the drier edges.
Hardy herbs like rosemary, thyme, or even native edibles like salal. Its berries are edible.
Lots of options. So if people want to get started, where can they go? Nurseries.
For sure. Places like Arts Nursery, Hunter's Garden Center are good.
Yeah.
For specifically native plants, Nat's Nursery is excellent. And look out for workshops. The Van Dusen Botanical Garden often has relevant ones.
One last practical point.
Yeah.
Money. Are there rebates for putting in a rain garden in Vancouver or Surrey?
Ah, the incentive question. Right now, there aren't direct cash rebates for homeowners installing rain gardens in those cities.
Okay, good to know.
However, Vancouver does offer a subsidy, I think it's 50%, on rain barrels, which is related. And importantly, if you're doing new construction or significant renovation, installing a rain garden can actually help you meet the city's rainwater management requirements. So there's an incentive there, indirectly.
Got it. So maybe no direct cash back, but still very real benefits.
Absolutely. Environmental, functional, aesthetic.
Yeah.
Even helps meet regulations sometimes.
So wrapping up, it's pretty clear. A single yard in Metro Vancouver can be a real force for good.
It really can. Think about it. Your garden isn't just property. It can be a habitat, a water filter, a pantry, even a classroom.
A sanctuary, too.
Yes. And every little bit you do, planting native species, managing rainwater, growing some food, it all adds up to a healthier, more beautiful, maybe even more delicious Metro Vancouver for everyone.